Welcome to the Exec MBA podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. So this episode is all about our Black Executive MBA student organization. In this conversation, we catch up with the co-presidents, I should say the new co-presidents for the Black Executive MBA student organization, Rex Minnis and Jameer Rivers. Of course, Jameer, loyal podcast listeners will know, is a two-time guest here on the podcast. We talk about their backgrounds, what led them to pursue an MBA, how they chose Darden, and what they're excited about with Bimba in the coming year. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here's my interview with Bimba co-presidents Rex Minnis and Jameer Rivers. Well, Rex, Jameer, welcome to the podcast. Great to see you.
I appreciate the invite.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime. Well, Jameer, I should be welcoming you back to the podcast. I think you are the first member of the Executive MBA Class of 2022 that's been on the podcast not once, but twice. So congratulations.
Thanks. I am truly honored. Honestly, not sure how I really appreciate it. Thanks, Brett.
Rarified air. Doesn't happen always. Repeat guests. Great to have you here. And Rex, great to have you here. We're going to talk about the Black Executive MBA Student Organization. Every year, new organization leadership ever since this club was founded, and we've always had them on the podcast, and it's great to have both of you here to talk about your vision for the club and where it's going in the coming year. But before we get there, let's set the stage a little bit. Rex, I'm going to come to you with this first question. You know, first and foremost, how are you doing? How are things going?
Doing well. You know, I'm very grateful for family and friends and good health. Just thankful.
All right, moving right along. It's getting a little warmer here in the DC area. The humidity is setting in. Summer is here, opening up a little bit too. Jameer, how about you? How are things?
Grateful for the opportunity to be here and enjoying the warm weather, enjoying things opening up. I'm actually going to a Nationals game after this tonight. So pretty excited.
Yeah. All right. Well, I would like to believe that the podcast was the most exciting thing in your evening, but not so for you. So, and maybe not even for Rex. It is for me. So we'll put that out there. So, but Jameer, I'm going to come to you with this question. So tell us a little bit more about your interest in pursuing an MBA. How did you decide that this was the path that you wanted to take?
Well, I actually was influenced by another fellow Bimba member of class of 21, Garland Christopher, who was a classmate of mine at the Naval Academy, and he really opened my eyes to applying to an executive MBA as I moved out to the East Coast. And honestly, what really drew me to Darden was the experience and the sense of community. I went to a candidate visit weekend with Garland, and just the amount of students that came up to me and just welcomed me and just made sure I was had anything and invited me out afterwards as well. So I really appreciate that, and that held a lot of water with me. So it was, I'd like to give a shout out to Garland.
If I remember correctly from your previous podcast visit, you had hosted Garland, Garland had hosted you as part of these visit weekends. So tell us that story again. I think it's a good one.
Yes. So my freshman year at the Naval Academy, I hosted Garland since he was a senior in high school applying, and he got to show me around. I got to show him, you know, what it was like being a freshman at the Naval Academy, which was not super fun, but a good experience nonetheless. And yeah, Garland got to return the favor when I was shadowing him last year as when he was a second year student.
Well, that's a rare, you know, full circle event. The statistical probability, I should say, is not high for that sort of thing. So, and just for our listeners, so as we kind of understand your story, tell us, what's your current role? What are you doing right now?
So right now, my current role, I am an operational test pilot down in Pax River. And so essentially, any new software weapon system that gets developed through the Navy, I get to test it on the aircraft. And so right now, we're working on a UAV, a drone project, as well as a few other software upgrades for our helicopter. But nothing super crazy right now, but honestly, I appreciate it. So.
All right. Well, Rex, let's start with the question I just asked Jameer. So tell us your current role. What are you doing right now professionally?
So currently, I'm a director of software engineering at Capital One in the Center for Machine Learning. So, you know, most of my days, you could imagine, is very hectic. You know, I work across various partnerships, namely the AML partnership. And we applying machine learning and advanced analytics and identifying and capturing risk.
And is an MBA something you had thought about for a while? How did you decide this was the right path for you?
Well, besides my wife researching top business school in the DMV area, I wanted to pursue an MBA program at an institution that allow me to foster relationship with people near my community. I wanted to experience a personal interaction with professionals who I would be in a position to lend a helping hand to if necessary, and vice versa.
All right. So your wife was part of this decision. She was doing parallel research to you, or did she come to you and say, hey, I've found these MBA programs. You should really be thinking about doing an MBA. How did it work?
So it worked exactly how you described. So I was doing some research and she, you know, ran in parallel. She said, hey, honey, I have, a great school. I said, oh, yes, please tell me about it. And even at my work, I know a few folks who are UVA alumni. And I say, wow, that is pretty cool. Send me the information. You know, we got on a computer, we pull it up. And the more I read it, I say, wow, this is awesome. I want to be a part of it. Just seeing, you know, how the UVA community within Capital One, you know, was just impressive by the caliber and the character of the folks.
Well, some of our listeners may be, you know, listening intently here and picking up that accent that you have and wondering, I wonder where Rex is from. Where are you from, Rex?
Originally born and raised in beautiful Nassau, Bahamas.
Nice. Exactly like the D.C. area, I assume.
Except for the beaches, right? So, you know, beautiful beaches, and it's always just always warm, you know, no snow, right? We don't get into the fall season there.
All right. So no fall in the Bahamas. We won't go there for our pumpkin spice fest next fall. So, all right. So we learned a little bit more about you, your interest in pursuing an MBA and Rex. So you started to talk a little bit about how Darden got on your radar and how it appealed to you. So anything else you want to flag about sort of as you were looking at Darden, something, you know, what resonated with you about the executive MBA program?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing I had a background in computer science. I also had have a master's degree in data analytics and I have a ton of like IT certification. But as I grew in my career, 20 plus years in the IT arena, and in corporate, as I started to, you know, get to the next level, I noticed I had a few deficiencies. And one of the things that I wanted to make sure I position myself for the future is to understand business concepts, you know, and expand my reach just over out of software and IT operations. So it appealed to me and said, hey, I need to get more. I need to get a better foundation for business mechanics, and Darden was top of my list, especially all of the items that I've read online and seen and even had a chance to meet with a few folks within the organization. So that really stood out to me.
And Jameer, how about you? You had this personal connection to the program, having Garland there hosting you on your visit to class for a class visit. But what about the program stood out to you? How did you decide, you know, Darden is the place I'd like to be?
Honestly, Darden really stood out to me as being one of the few programs that, you know, truly cared about the student experience. Just from the entire week and I got to visit through the entire application process, I felt plugged in the entire time. And I can't say that for all the other schools I applied to. It seemed a little less involved, but I really enjoyed the entire application process and just getting to know people, getting to know you as well, Brett. It truly felt like a worthwhile experience the entire time. And then of course, with just the pedigree of the degree itself, the course material as well too, and the case method, it was all, it stood out to me. So it was kind of a no-brainer for me, honestly.
Well, I appreciate all of those points that both of you have kind of highlighted, the people and relationships. And we do think about it as the Darden family. And it's particularly true for executive MBA program. It's only about 135 students in a cohort, and very easy to get to know everybody, not just because of the fact it's a small group of people, but it's also the way you're learning, right? So you called out the case method here, Jameer. And I mean, so you're talking about stuff in class. People's backgrounds and experiences are coming into those conversations. So lots of opportunity for connection in the classroom. And of course, kind of brings us to the reason for our conversation today. We have clubs and organizations and all this life outside of the classroom. So you both are leaders of the Black Executive MBA Student Organization. Jameer, tell us a little bit about what your role is with the organization.
All right. So I am the co-president alongside with Rex. And right now we're just really establishing another sense of community for not only for Black students that currently within Darden, but also for incoming students. Just really continuing the line of Bemba alumni from those that are ahead of us and the ones that are incoming as well too. And then just helping create initiatives for recruitment, and then as well as education throughout the Darden experience.
And Rex, your role with the organization?
Like Jameer mentioned, I am, co-president, and one of the things that we want to just continue is the recruitment of Black students and professional and, advancement of its membership. So, yeah.
Well, you have big shoes to fill. I do want to call out the previous co-presidents of the Black Executive MBA Student Organization, as well as all the leaders that have led this organization. Just an incredible group of people. So a bit of a legacy here that you're inheriting. It is also worth noting that the Black Executive MBA Student Organization is one of our oldest student organizations in the Executive MBA program. So Rex, when you think about that, I mean, you're inheriting an organization that's now, I think, entering its fourth year within the Executive MBA program. How do you think about building upon the work that the previous leaders have done?
It's with excitement, some intrepidation as well, to know that, you carry such a mantle of prestige forward. So, we are pretty excited. We had a debrief and handoff on some of the initiative that the previous members are working on. And we look forward to continuing to move that.
And Jameer, as you think about that work, I just reflecting on it, I actually think we may be entering the fifth year, which is kind of incredible to think about. And we now are at a point where we have 7 official Executive MBA student organizations, a number of emerging interest groups. And it's really a credit to the people who've come to the program to say, hey, look, I'm really busy and I'm doing a lot of work here as an Executive MBA student, but I want to have an impact outside of the classroom too. So when you think about what Bemba has accomplished in the prior years, and here you are as a leader, how do you think about moving things forward?
I think one thing, just the meetings that we've had with the Bemba class of 21, as well as the incoming class as well too, one thing that we've really emphasized on is just, paying it forward to the student experience, just for Black executive MBA students. And just really establishing a good sense of community. It's just a good home for us to connect, to decompress, honestly, because we're all extremely busy. Especially with, people look like us and think like us as well too. So I really can't thank everyone from the class of 21 for everything they paid forward to us. I just really want to emphasize paying forward to the incoming class of 23.
Well, let's talk about what attracted you to serving as co-presidents? You are very busy, you've got full plates, and yet you chose this leadership role. You said, hey, look, I want to be involved in this way. Jameer, why was this meaningful to you to have this as part of your executive MBA experience?
To be really honest, but I really just wanted to help Rex out, honestly. Because this is obviously very big shoes to fill, and he's an incredibly busy guy, and as we all are, but I just want to just go through it with him and assist in any way that I could. And then just help bridge the gap between the other, as you mentioned, the other affinity groups as well too, just because there's a lot of initiatives that we can work together on.
in Rex? What led you to say, hey, look, I want to make, you know, being a student leader part of my executive MBA experience. I want to be a co-president for BIMBA. What led you to make this decision?
One of the things as I, you know, reflect on, you know, my high school, I was student council president, you know, representing the student body there, advocated on their behalf. You know, many of the teams that I've joined previously have got lead and managed. So it was, hey, wow, I could learn about business and, you know, help out my community as well. So my style is of a servant and just being an open growth mindset and where I can help, you know, sign me up. So that was one of the things that, you know, resonated with me in having this opportunity to join the club. So I was excited and honored. So these are some of the things that I started to think through. How can I help others when, you know, as I think through even my career, I didn't have a whole lot of folks to help me, give me advice. And, you know, if I am positioned to, you know, pay it forward, like Jermaine mentioned, you know, just help where I can.
Well, let's talk about this pay it forward idea. Both of you have referenced this, you know, wanting to help out the incoming class, the class of 2023, because the 2021s were so helpful to you. And I mean, wonder what that looks like to you. So Rex, I'm going to stay with you for this question. So when you think about paying it forward, when you think about helping folks who are adjusting to being new executive MBA students and obviously continuing to support your classmates as well, you know, what does that work look like? What do you have in mind?
So some of the things is, you know, just having, you know, meetup networking opportunities, provide them a medium to, you know, share, you know, just thought leadership. And one of the things that, you know, stood out to me about my Darden experience, you know, it's not about the Socratic method, the case method, learning in class, but getting amongst fellow pairs and understanding their experience, understanding, you know, what got them to where they are and, you know, what they are considering to, you know, catapult their career forward. You find that you could learn a lot just by just leveraging a networking opportunity. So one of the things is that, you know, what we would see BIMBA would be able to provide is to have a medium to, you know, be a catalyst for a growth outside of the classroom. So these are some of the things that like stood out in my mind.
And Jameer, any thoughts you'd like to add here as you think about this kind of pay it forward goal that you have, things that you'd like to execute upon?
Yeah, just echoing everything that Rex brought up as well. And I guess the only add I'll make is I remember meeting with BIMBA 21 last summer before everything started. It, you know, seemed a little daunting, everything they're going to take on for the fall. There's still a lot of unknown questions, and just staying plugged in to the network and have people that have legitimate interest and care in how you're doing and well-being, and just good tips of the trade and things to know for the fall. That meant so much to me. It really eased a lot of my own personal anxiety about starting. So in that sense, really just forging the community, just as Rex mentioned. You know, as I mentioned, the case study is kind of the crux of what Darden is, but really the case study, as you alluded to, sets up a learning environment for you to learn from the classmates and really just figure out how similar you are despite, you know, how different your roles may be. And that's what's really enhanced my Darden experience, and especially my BIMBA experience as well, too.
Well, let's talk about the adjustment to school, something that we talk about here on the podcast all the time with our guests, with our student guests, alumni guests, as people adjust to being not just Darden students, but graduate level business students and managing work life in school. So Jameer, I wonder, what was, you know, you're now kind of at the end of your first year of study, which is incredible to think about. I mean, what were some of the, you know, learning curves for you in this first year?
So for me personally, probably the biggest one was just the adjustment to Zoom, because I'm active duty in the Navy and we've been working in person with a lot of controls put into place for the better part of last year. And my first introduction to Zoom really was Darden during the fall. And it was it was difficult at first, just from, you know, small things, just using the raise your hand button, not trying to step on people, and really just trying to forge a connection with your classmates through a screen, which is difficult. But honestly, the learning curve kind of flattened out as class went on. And honestly, it was just the fact that the other students were leaning in to try and get to know you, despite from being in various different locations around the country, around the East Coast, everyone's very eager to learn from each other. And then the opportunities that, you know, there arose to actually meet in person safely, I also tried to take advantage of them as much as I could. So yeah, I would say for me, that was probably the biggest challenge.
Yeah, your class started virtually. A little bit of executive MBA program history here. The executive MBA class of 2022 and started last August and started virtually. And a lot of the first few quarters, there were some hybrid opportunities where students could be in person. And there was even opportunity in fully virtual weekend residencies for students to come in and be in person. But you're right, it wasn't the program experience exactly as designed, described on the website, because of course, the pandemic. So an adjustment, and there's always an element of this program that's going to be online. Typically in a quote unquote normal time, a third of the program will be delivered online. So there is always that getting used to learning in a live synchronous online class for folks. How do all these Zoom controls work? But your class had a little bit more of it than students in prior years. So Rex, how about for you? What were the big learning curves for you in your first year here?
So one of the biggest things that stood out to me is time management. So just putting a schedule together, staying committed to a schedule, you know, with work, family, just putting all those things. And I think you, Brett, you know, you mentioned it, say, as you start to go through Darton in your first few quarters, you're going to figure it out and just see how it comes together and know that you can do it, right? It's not impossible. Just need a bit of effort and, you know, things work out and they fall right into place. So the biggest one for me was just time management and organization.
Well, let's stay with that thought here for a second, Rex and Jameer. I mean, the first few quarters, first two or three quarters, I think it's probably fair to say are some of the most challenging quarters you'll have in the program. Part of it is because you're a brand new student and you're trying to juggle work, life, and school. Part of it for the first time, maybe ever, as a student, busy working life, full personal life, and now you've added Darton into it. But also, you have some tough classes during that period. For folks who may not have as much of a quantitative background, you're going to take decision analysis, global economics, finance, or finance, as it's known at Darton, accounting, all of these things in those first few quarters. You'll have other classes too, but those are the ones that I typically hear students talk about. Rex, any learning curve with those classes? Is that something that, you know, you found it was part of the adjustment process?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I work in machine learning and still, you know, had to rethink, you know, decision analysis. I didn't have experience in accounting. I come with a background in computer science. So, you know, seeing the material at first seemed daunting. You know, the supplement materials like the MBA math, some of the pre-matriculation material, they helped a whole lot. But understanding the power of the learning team and leveraging, you know, folks in within your group and even the professors being available, you know, helped me to, you know, get up to speed fairly quickly. But it was a journey, and you know, I appreciate the journey and being stretched in ways that, you know, I didn't think was possible. So I appreciate the journey, and it's still on the ride. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
That's right. You're not done yet. You've got, I mean, y'all are, gosh, man, almost into quarter five, approaching quarter six. It's unbelievable. Jameer, for you, first couple quarters, first two, three quarters, any other learning curves you'd like to note other than Zoom?
Echoing once again, everything Rex has said, just the time management from, you know, trying to juggle your work life, which at any given moment's notice can just go, you know, off according to plan, off the schedule. And then also trying to balance your personal life. And then, as you said, throwing in grad school all at the same time. I jokingly called it control chaos, but honestly, just as Rex, but the thing that really helped me out the most, especially with the a lot of the more dense classes, such as all the quant classes, were just really leaning on your learning team. I think the environment that Darden sets you up for is just to work as a team, to think as a team, and really to have a collaborative learning process. And it's made a huge difference in just the way how I learn or economics or finance or accounting. Because, you know, you may create your own spreadsheet, how you solve a problem. But then once you meet as a team, you'll see 3 or 4 or 5 different ways just to look at, you know, one problem and obviously come into a solution of what makes the most sense. And I would not have come to that answer if I didn't work with my learning team. So I am really thankful for all of them.
Well, the chaos that you mentioned, having this kind of messiness in your life, that can be an adjustment for executive MBA students who are used to having maybe things just so or all buttoned up, or there's this kind of rounded off edges and a neatness to everything. You drop school into it and all of a sudden, you know, you're having to relentlessly prioritize, and maybe things feel a little bit out of control at times. You know, that's also an adjustment. Rex, is that something that you had to deal with, or, you know, did you feel like, all right, I added school, but I kind of, you know, even on the time management front, I found an approach that worked for me?
Yeah, I think, you know, I found an approach that worked for me, but it did seem, you know, you have this things in, you know, nice little box, nice little, you know, organization. And then, you know, you add it in, you know, grad school, and the amount of, you know, reading material that you have to go through, you know, say, wow, you know, this is a huge mountain to climb. But, you know, if you just take things, just an incremental approach, you find, you know, you basically expand your skills, reasoning capability, understanding the power of a team to problem solve, and you build relationships along the way. So that was one of the big things that I learned to adjust to and learning to leverage, right? Leverage the resources around you, and you don't have to be an island, right? So that's part of the journey for me.
I really appreciate that point, because I do think that is an adjustment for most of our students. If you think about maybe what school was like previously, it could be a fairly solitary activity, right? You're studying and reading and doing homework by yourself. And here at Darden, it's going to be anything but that. It's going to be collaborative. You're working with other people. Jameer, does that resonate with you?
It does, especially for my undergrad experience. Also kind of really explore the collaborative learning as well too, just being at the Naval Academy. And there are a lot of other parallels with undergrad experience, but honestly, the biggest thing that helped me out was just really relying on your teammates. And also just as Rex mentioned too, just having an iterative process to like to tackling, you know, what's the next biggest task? What's the next big task after that? Then 2 days out, 4 days out, just clearly laying it out just as up. So that we know you, like, you can see everything you have to do over the week or the month or the course. And your team also help you out with that. So if there's any piece of advice I would give to the incoming class, it's just to really forge those relationships with your team and just keep at it.
All right. Well, we hope to make the new learning teams available for the class of 2023. That's the class that starts this August. Hope to make them available sometime in July, if we can. I think we hit upon an approach with your class. We announced the learning teams earlier than we'd ever announced them. So we announced them over the summer. That felt new and different for those of us on the program team, but it seemed like it was a welcome change. Like, y'all enjoyed getting to know each other and making those connections prior to the start of school. Previously, we announced the learning team really in conjunction with orientation, leadership residency one. So I see both of you nodding. Seems to have been appreciated. So all right, we'll continue. So we talked about the adjustment, sort of first year of school. We talked about what led you to become BIMBA leaders here and co-presidents. I wonder, for listeners tuning into this podcast, what would you want them to know about Bemba. Rex, I'll start with you for this call. What would you highlight for folks who are looking at Darden, intrigued about this club organization, and what would you want them to know?
I'm joined. So I would encourage, you know, anyone, you know, and all, we are open. You know, we are progressive, you know, we want to have a conversation. We want to engage, and just network. So, looking forward to you, you know, coming and rolling into Darden and, you know, come and check us out, and let's solve problems together. So, you know, that's a call to action for each and every one of the incoming, you know, candidates.
All right, Jameer, anything you'd like to share here?
Yeah, absolutely. Really just that everything that Rex said, and then also that's it's really a safe place to learn, you know, regardless of, you know, what you look like or what you're going through. Bemba creates a safe environment, like a good safe haven as you're going through the program, as you're applying, as you're struggling through it, which you may or may not. It's a good place to learn, especially about things you might not have known about as well too. So yeah, please come join 940. It's a great, great club.
Appreciate both of your points. And I'm going to ask you the same last question that we typically ask of guests on our podcast. A piece of advice, a tip that you would share with our listeners. You've now been in the program a year. Gosh, you're seasoned executive MBA students. What would you share with our listeners? Jameer, I'll come to you with this question first. Piece of advice, a tip.
Probably the biggest thing would just to know that you're not alone, and to don't feel like you have to go through this process alone. There are just so many avenues of help and resources, both organic to Darden, as far as the faculty and the staff, to the rest of the students. Everyone wants to see you succeed. And it can be overwhelming at times, but just know that, you know, you'll have just a myriad of people to lean on throughout the entire process, and everyone wants to see you do well.
I appreciate that point about being invested in each other's success. I think that applies to everybody who is working with students here and classmates supporting each other. Rex, any piece of advice you'd like to highlight here for our listeners?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So plus one to what Jamara mentioned. One thing coming, you know, just taking a page or taking a reference from, you know, one of my professors, you know, Elliot Weiss, you know, he always mentioned this in class in operations management. Never let perfect get in the way of better. You know, don't sweat the small stuff. You know, you may not get a DP in every course, but the knowledge gain as you walk the path, you know, is going to be tremendous to your professional growth and development. You know, the friendship form, it's going to make you a better leader. So, you know, come in and enjoy the ride, you know. And yeah, that's one thing I would just, you know, just mention.
Well, Rex, if you're going to quote anybody on one of these podcasts, you should always start with a Darden legend, Elliot Weiss, operations faculty member here at the Darden School, retired after many years at Darden, but will be missed, beloved professor, and also worked in a little bit of operations language, I heard in that answer too. Walking the path, you need to throw out going to the Gemba as well as part of this, but just teasing you, but all good advice from both of you, Jameer and Rex. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your experience with our listeners. And of course, sharing your perspective. Always great catching up with both of you.
Thank you.
And that was my interview with the newly elected co-presidents for the Black Executive MBA Student Organization here at the Darden School, Rex Minnis and Jameer Rivers. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. You can be reached at exec, that's EXEC, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. Until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.